This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What a morning, man.
You know, this is one of those things. I will say this, and then I know you had some here, but just quickly. When people say to me, when something bad happens in New York sports, oh, I bet you can't wait to get there tomorrow and talk about that. Going to be brisk business tomorrow on the show. And I go, yes, but that's not what we like. This is what we like. Mornings like this. Because we haven't had mornings like this enough. Especially since I started here in 2018. I can't tell you how many sour mornings there's been. We're talking about like a 10 to 1 ratio, and that's being kind.
I mean, I was going to say that the happiest group of people right now about this morning has to be the New York Jets.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because basically off. Now they get pushed back to the back, you know, to the back of the line. And now we're sitting here and we got a huge Yankee game tonight. The Rangers, you know, had a great start. The Devils have had a great start. The Islanders open tonight. We got the Mets waiting on to see who they're going to play come Friday night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And this is like when the Giants, reminded me when the Giants went to the Super Bowl those 2 years. It was incredible being a part of that run and watching those teams do things that nobody would have ever thought that they were capable of doing at the beginning of those respective seasons.
Right.
And that 2007 season reminds me of what the Mets are doing now. I mean, like, when you think where the Giants came from, what they went through to get to where they had to go to win the Super Bowl against an undefeated team.
Yep.
And now here you have the Mets who nobody, I mean, come on. I mean, I know the team itself, that's a different story. The team itself, it's going to stay tight. It's going to try to win. And it basically told ownership right before the trade deadline, hey, you got to add players here. We got a good team. So the players felt like they had a good team. And I don't necessarily know that the fan base overall collectively thought that way. I'm sure there are some people out there that did. And, you know, sometimes we as fans, you know, we can't see the forest through the trees, right?
So, yeah.
And we want our GMs and we want our, you know, president of operations, depending on whatever team it is, to be ruthless and to make tough decisions. And quite frankly, the toughest decision probably of all for Steve Cohen and for David Stearns was to support this team given where they were.
Yeah, and they had continued to play good baseball, and he trusted them and said he expected to go to the playoffs, and he was celebrating that last night. And to think, too, I mean, for the Mets to have to beat the Braves, and they do that in dramatic fashion, then go to Milwaukee, where David Stearns came from, to be completely backs against the wall.
And extract the revenge from week one.
Right, from the beginning of the season, where they're 0-5, and obviously they lost all the games to the Brewers to start the season. To go up there, have their backs completely against the wall, about to end the season. I mean, we're talking two outs away from going home, and Pete Alonso hits the three-run homer. Then to take on, after that, one of your most hated rivals in the Philadelphia Phillies. The cities hate each other, the teams hate each other, the fans hate each other, and to just smack them around and win that series 3-1. And now, I mean, it's almost like to complete this run, you need the Dodgers and the Yankees.
That's exactly
it's like,
right.
I mean, if you want to talk about the 2007 Giants, who is just like one special thing after another, you know, from the Cowboys to the Packers and Lambeau to the undefeated New England Patriots. I mean, it's almost like you need the Dodgers and the Yankees next. But whatever. I mean, whatever happens from here on out, and I truly, truly mean this, and I want to be able to celebrate a Mets World Series just like everybody else. But I truly mean that whatever happens from here on out, this is still going to be one of the most memorable and likable teams in the history of the organization.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that it does do, it makes people happy. People want to go to work. People want to show up. People want to get up in the morning. They want to talk about their favorite team.
Right, yeah.
I can't even imagine. Workplaces that are filled with Met fans today are just probably so productive, I would think.
I don't know if you went to the game. I don't know how productive you are.
I know one thing. I put my head on that pillow last night thinking, you know what? I cannot wait to get to work.
Exactly.
I cannot wait to get to work. And that's how I felt after both of those home runs by Lindor and Alonso. Hopefully this is the way I'm going to feel tomorrow if the Yankees win tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, even though I'm not a Yankee fan, you know how Yankee fans are telling us, oh, you know, your team is so exciting. They're fun to watch. I mean, like, at the reverse side of that is I want the Yankees to win. I expect them to win.
Yeah, I expect them to win tonight. If they don't, and even though they're coming back home with Rodon going in Game 5, Gerrit Cole has to pitch his ass off tonight. It's as simple as this. Aaron Judge has got to get a big hit, and Gerrit Cole has to pitch his ass off. That's why those guys are here. You are the nucleus of this era of the New York Yankees, and tonight is the night that you move on and beat a team that you should beat in the Kansas City Royals, and you shouldn't have to come home to be able to finish them off. And then, you know, we'll see what happens with either the Guardians or the Tigers. But
he had a couple decent at bats last night, Aaron Judge. You know, he got
screwed on that check swing.
Yeah,
you know, he should not have struck out.
He's getting close.
I hope so. Let's go to Pat in Suffren. What's going on, Pat?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Pat?
Hey, I want to go to Mets and Jets. I'll be fast. When the Mets announced that they were using Sengai, I want to tell you right now, the Phillies were like, they were a little bit baffled. And I think that got into their heads a little bit. The other point I want to make is that the series started with a Schwarber home run and ended with a Schwarber strikeout.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Does a game awesome. Better than that.
And then I wanted to skip over the Jets really quick. I think there were two reasons for the foul demise. In the very beginning, they should have kept Sam Darnold. Because what did they do? They burnt up that pick on Zach Wilson. And that was like, that would have just been a pair of twos. I mean, you know. And the other thing, too, was the Beningo fiasco. I think that's where it made him look. Just, it made him look silly. And I think that led to his demise.
I think it's part of it. There's no question about it, Pat. You know, I do know that Woody Johnson has an inner circle of people around him. I'm sure that losing in London and losing back-to-back games and feeling like the team was kind of mired in this kind of malaise that something had to be done, and maybe he did recognize, or somebody within his inner circle recognized that, look, man, we can't continue to do this. We got to hold somebody accountable, and we got to do it now. And if we do it now, maybe we can save our season. And I know wholeheartedly that's exactly what they're thinking. And they are playing for first place on Monday night. By the time Friday gets here, Saturday gets here, all of this will be, you know, in the rearview mirror. And I told you yesterday I thought that, you know, Rob Saleh would leave with class. He put out a statement that was, I thought, exactly what Rob Saleh would do.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just going to go and hopefully enjoy a vacation with his family and get away for a while, because these things are really hard to wrap your head around when you do get fired like this. And I know, because I've had friends go through this. But at the end of the day, you know, it will all go away and he'll be on somebody's sideline next year if he wants to be. And he'll be highly sought after because of what he can do defensively. And, you know, when you think about when he got here and he had, you know, he's a rookie head coach, has a rookie offensive coordinator in LaFleur, and he has a rookie quarterback.
Yeah,
it just that doesn't usually lead to, you know, success.
Yeah, but he was never impressive as a leader. You saw some of that in Hard Knocks. You saw it on the sideline. I don't know what he was doing. Out of all the coaches in the league, he had the least interaction with players that I've ever seen, like during the game. Not just celebrating when they're coming off the field, but actually talking to them and figuring out what's going on. Never saw any of that. And he did really silly things. Kept putting his foot in his mouth. The Beningo texting thing was stupid. He's not made to be a head coach. Not a head coach.
Did you see Brian Daboll on the sideline last week talking to his offensive lineman?
Yes. I see.
I mean, totally engaged.
I mean, this is what I see with every coach. Every coach. I see that. When I see Sam Darnold go over to the sideline and Kevin O'Connell's not just giving him a fist bump, he's going this, 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 and this, and he's got something in front of him. He's got the surface in front of him. He's doing... Rob Saleh is just standing either like, you know, a cigar store indigenous person or...
okay, whatever.
or...
I know, but yeah, but I will say that Rob is on the phones with his offensive and defensive
I'm talking with the players.
Yeah, I understand.
He doesn't talk to his players.
Which is amazing to me because when he was the offensive coordinator, you saw that energy and you saw that passion on the sideline when their guys did something.
I know. It's just really, really strange he got here and just got, I don't know, maybe it's just the jet disease that takes over everybody. Let's go to John in West Babylon. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's
hey,
up,
Boomer.
John?
Well, first of all, I'm excited, but I want to tell Boomer something. Guys, I'm a blind veteran. And I can't watch any TV, so I have all of my devices. I have two iPhones. I have an Alexa. I have a radio. I have a pad. And I can listen to five games simultaneously. So I was listening. I was listening to the Mets, the Yankees, and the Rangers last night. And it's just, I can listen to, you know, so Boomer should think about doing radio things rather than trying to do all that streaming service.
You know, I'll tell you what, John, I'm going to take you at your word. And, you know, I have my iPad going with the Ranger game. And then when the Met game was over, I was able then to go to Max on my TV so then I could flip back between the games. But I kept the Ranger game on the iPad.
Hey, John, let me ask you. So you say you could listen to five things at once. If I brought Jerry Recco in here and there were all five of us in here and we each picked a topic in our head to talk about for 30 seconds, would you be able to identify each of those five topics?
I'm not 100% sure I could do that, but... you know, I've had so much fun, you know, since I can't see anything, I've had so much fun being able to figure out enough technology to do, you know, because I'm a sportsaholic, so I have to listen to everything that goes on. I listen to five football games.
Yeah, you want to give it a shot?
We can give it a shot,
let's give
sure.
it a shot. Tell Jerry come in here. Each person pick a topic.
Okay.
And any topic that you want to talk about. And we're going to spend 30 seconds talking about it.
Okay.
And we're going to see how good John is.
All right.
And we're going to see if he can identify what we're all talking. We're all going to talk at the same time.
John, did you get hurt in a line of duty or is this something that just happened over time?
No, this is something that happened over time. I was diagnosed with glaucoma. And by the time I got diagnosed, my vision was really 95% bad.
All right, here we go.
And I didn't even realize it.
All right, there's five of us in here. John said he could listen to five games at the same time. He's able to do that because he doesn't have sight.
So you want us to talk about sports?
No, anything. Could be anything.
Okay.
John's going to listen and see if he can identify how many of these topics he can identify. So it could be absolutely anything. We're all going to talk at the same time.
We're talking to ourselves for like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I'm going to hit the timer button up here. We're going to talk to ourselves in 30 seconds. I'll give a... 3, 2, 1 countdown.
So we're all talking at the same time.
We're all talking at the same time.
Got it.
Ready? 3, 2, one.
And here's the thing.
I grew up in a middle class family. I worked at McDonald's. I love Walmart. He's the top of the top in the business and country news right now. I'm sure that's more than a lot.
You know, there's all so much misinformation. You want this information out there. And I live really hard on the border and the border, basically. It's just not tired of underneath us and our administration.
Let's go from here.
That's why.
Okay, we're done. We're done. All right.
All right, we're done. John?
Well, first of all, I've only got one device going, and I didn't understand one freaking thing you were saying.
John, thanks for being honest, man. That was awesome.
And I have listen. To say, I have no idea what
you guys same here. I only was paying attention to myself.
That's got
to
be a... promo for the radio station.
Hey, John, thank you for your service. Really appreciate you calling in this morning and having some fun with us, and continue to enjoy this great time of sports.
All right, let's go Mets. Let's
all right, sounds man. Good, John.
Yeah.
What did you talk about?
What do you think?
The Rangers.
No.
Oh.
I grew up in a middle-class family, worked at a McDonald's. The border secure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all talked about, I talked about how I wouldn't go to MetLife Stadium for Morgan Wallen, and I believe that Gina still holds that against me and that whole thing. What'd you talk about there, Al?
Hey, you can't trust Aaron Rodgers anymore. He used to be so likable with the UFOs, and now I think he's lying in my face.
Okay, interesting, Eddie.
And I talked about the looming AI singularity, and will it be a benefit or a detriment to mankind?
What did Jerry talk about?
I don't know. Anybody have We're going to have idea? To ask him when it comes I took my headphones out when that happened just to make it a little bit easier for me, but it was still very hard because there's three of us in here. But yeah. It was weird.
Like, I was so focused on speaking, I tuned out everything.
Right.
Even wearing headsets.
I love John, too, because John's just like, I didn't understand the goddamn
thing. And by the way, I had so much more.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you did in 30 seconds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is back. He's got another update with lots of great sound, especially if you're a big baseball fan. What's up, Jerry?
Good morning. Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jack Pocket. All right, so we get to the Mets and the Phillies. We already have heard this morning. We've heard Howie Rose's home run call. I promise we'll hear that again. We heard the Phillies call of the Francisco Lindor home run. This is how it sounded on FS1 with Adam Amin.
Lindor towards right center field. This one is back.
I would say so, because they were struggling to get runs in, and that was a huge spot in the game where you kind of felt like, if not now, then when. 4-1 at that point, 4-1 the final, the Mets advancing. They win the series in 4 games, 3-1, as they beat the Phillies 4-1 to move into the NLCS. Now, in terms of Howie, here was the final out, as heard on Mets Odyssey Radio.
Diaz on the first base side of the rubber, rests the glove on his left thigh, looks into Alvarez. Diaz still staring in. Come set. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. And to the New York Mets, California.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hello, Howie.
I was thinking about Howie yesterday, too, because, you know, he went through a lot of health stuff the last couple of years. He's gotten back on his
schedule, but he has been totally healthy this year and in the booth. And, you know, I'm sure retirement had crossed his mind, too, when he was dealing with all the health stuff. And this is just perfect that he is in tip-top shape for this run. This is awesome for all Mets fans.
So here's a question. If they win the World Series, you think he walks away?
You know, I don't know his financial situation, but if he can retire, there'd be a nice time to go out, wouldn't it?
Leave on top.
Yeah.
We shall see. Here was Lindor. So a lot of conversation about when he hits the... So Jesse Winker, a couple of days ago, hits the home run, stares at it, big bat flip. Pete Alonso fired up going around the bases with the home run a couple of days ago. So last night, you got the grand slam in a big spot in what turns out to be a clinching game four. And yet Lindor looked like it was a solo home run in a game in June. How did you stay so calm around on the bases?
A lot of people are asking me why you're not reacting. Why I'm not reacting to the home runs. And I am reacting, you know. I'm celebrating inside. But at the end of the day, the job is not finished until we play 27 outs.
That's exactly right. The game wasn't. How about Chipper Jones on X? Quote, want to take this opportunity to congratulate the Mets on advancing, but more importantly, shout out to Francisco Lindor. Not only an MVP-type season and series clinching Grand Slam, but the grace and class upon doing so, refreshing.
I mean, what a bizarre, upside-down world that we live in right now.
I know.
Man, oh, I know. Man,
thank you. Yes.
Here was their owner, Steve Cohen. Pretty cool.
Here we are again. It just gets better and better. You gotta love what these guys are doing, right? I mean, you could feel it today. They were getting guys on base every inning. It was just a question of when. And so I'm so proud of these guys.
That was on SNY.
I will say this about him. You know, as he is making his way around the tailgates outside the stadium and everything, reminds me of a little bit of John Ledecky. Like, goes around, shakes the hands of the fans, says thank you. And I think the fans do appreciate that. You know, I mean, at least I would hope they do.
Yeah, I mean, he was there. He stopped by the 7-line tailgate before the game. It was the first time that he had done that. So, yeah, I mean, Ledecky is, like, super enthusiastic and in your face and, like, taking pictures and really, really high energy. And Steve's not like that. But as far as Steve integrating himself into the fan base, you're absolutely right. He does a lot of that.
Got a couple of reactions for you on the Rico Bronya. This was Evan with guest host, I suppose, Al Cintron, who does the overnights once in a while here, as they were pretty fired up to the win.
Even though the Phillies were winning.
Hold on, this is it. I'm getting to that. This is first Evan and Al.
Yeah! I'm joined by my man, Al Cintron.
Yeah! So they're pretty fired up. Now I'm going to take you to, I don't know if this is the equivalent of what Evan does, but this is something called Brody's Media in Philadelphia. I don't know this guy's name, but he's pretty intense. He's clearly a Philly fan. So first, fair to say he was not comfortable with his Phillies up just 1-0 because of the opportunities that might have presented themselves.
Even though the Phillies were winning 1-0. But it was so draining that I was wondering if they did manage to escape this one without their 12 ERA bullpen getting shelled. Oh, 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 that is a joke. That is ridiculous.
Like Sam Kinison.
Yeah, I was just about to say, yes. Sam Kinison, yeah.
Very much so. Then a very bothered.
You want to cure starvation in this world? How about a go where the food is? Move to where the food is.
Then he was
New York.
Very bothered by JT Realmuto's at bat in the fourth inning.
If you leave Nick Castellanos on third base because JT Realmuto doesn't know how to get a hit in four games, he did not have a hit in the NLDS.
But he wasn't done there. He went after their shortstop.
Trey Turner is a waste. That contract is going to bite you in the ass for years to come.
There's no way this guy is married.
There's no way. I don't know.
There's no way.
He's very passionate. And finally, probably better that this series is over.
What would I be like heading into game five knowing that this team play such a disgusting brand of baseball? It would have been, all right, here we go again. 4 hours of wanting to stick a knife in my eyes.
So that caught my attention.
What's this guy's name again?
I don't know. It's Brody's Media. It came across my YouTube feed as a suggestion. And the production looked pretty good. And it reminded me of what Evan does. So I'm like, oh, I'll bite. And I figured Philly fans are crazy, so what the hell? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long, and I only got through 5 minutes. This is an hour.
He probably does stab himself in the face by the end of it.
Very entertaining, though. The Dodgers beat the Padres 8-0. Mets get the winner of that series. Game 5 of this will be Friday night in Los Angeles. Mookie Betts, Gavin Lux, and Will Smith homered last night. All right, to the Yankees we go, as they did indeed beat the Royals 3-2. A lot of killing of Bob Costas this morning in the broadcast. Here's how the Stanton home run sounded on TBS.
High fly ball, deep left field. Back goes Melendez. Forget about it. It's gone. In large part, this night has belonged to Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes, it has. RBI double, a stolen base, the home run.
If in large part makes it into your home run, Cole, you're probably not doing it service justice. In large part?
I mean,
So he's not going to be doing the ALCS, by the way, if the Yankees make it, so don't worry about it. Is it Brian Anderson? Yes, it's Brian Anderson. I'm pretty sure.
Or is it, well, Joe Davis would be Fox. He's doing the Padres and the Dodgers.
Yeah, someone sent me the thing just a little minute ago. It's not. It's 100% not Bob Costas.
So we would probably get Joe Davis in the NLCS, and then we would get...
You can sit on my face!
Or Emmanuel Babari.
Yeah, it's got to be what's his face.
Who's doing the who's doing the Tigers and Guardians?
I think Brian Anderson's doing Tigers and Guardians, yeah. Although it's interesting, cuz you would think the Yankees would have the top crew. I mean, I think Ron would be part of the top crew.
Yeah, I think they probably threw Ron in with Bob Costas thinking that would be a better situation, but I mean, Ron's got to be texting Gary like, I've never loved you more.
Well, Yankees win 3-2. Here was Stanton talking about the approach in that home run at bat.
Just hit the ball hard. You can't go up trying to hit a homer, but you put yourself on time. And, you bat through the zone on time. It's a good shot.
It was a very good shot. And everybody's waiting for Aaron Judge to explode. As we know, here was Stanton. He says it'll be fine.
He's definitely going to do damage. It's only a matter of time. And he's had great at-bats. So, it'll come when we need him.
The Game 3 loss for the Royals puts them in a 2-1 series hole. Bobby Witt Jr., who has not done much at all, says we still believe.
I've seen us win two games a lot of times, so that's all we got to do. But just do it one time, one game at a time, two times. And so just now got our guy walk on the mound tomorrow, going to enjoy it and take it all in.
And facing Waka will be Garrett Cole. That'll be tonight. Game 4, 8-0-8.
Garrett Cole better give a good performance tonight, man. Oof.
That is true. Now, I'm going to play this. Listen, no one misspeaks more than I do, so perhaps this is what this is. But this is weird. By the way, the Tigers did shut out the Guardians 3-0. They're up 2-1. This is Colin Cowherd on FS1. They're talking about the baseball playoffs. You see this?
I did. Funhouse sent it to me, yeah.
This is weird.
The Mets.
I know.
And the Padres.
They're juicy and
that,
fun.
That is a juicy World Series.
But we've been waiting on Dodgers-Yankees for...
You know who we're not mentioning? The Royals. They'll probably win the whole thing.
What's wrong with that? The Mets and the Padres
in the World Series, yeah.
They may mean at least having one of those teams in the... I mean, it sounds like he's saying play against one another.
It sounded to me like you wanted the Mets and the Padres to play each other.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's what it sounds
he's
like.
He's got to know that the Padres are a National League team.
Yeah, of course he does. I think he's wanting the Mets and the Padres to play.
Because those are the two most fun teams that are left in the postseason?
I think so, yeah.
Meaning if he had half his way? I guess. Just very odd. Anyhow, Aaron Rodgers, we played the clip all morning about resenting the fact that people think he had something to do with Rob Saleh being fired. He did say, this was on McAfee, the firing of Saleh, though, is a cold reminder.
It's a tough business. It's a beautiful profession. It's incredible. It's done so much for our lives, but it's also a really tough business. I love Coach Saleh. We have a very solid relationship.
And then there is
friend. Man, that was a lot of bull right there. No.
Your friend Tyler Conklin, who you, mm-hmm. you like a lot,
yeah.
he says there's no way Rodgers had anything to do with this.
Aaron probably took this harder than almost anybody. Like, one of the main reasons he came here was because of Coach Sala and Coach Hackett and, you know, the roster they assembled and what he and what Coach Sala built here. So, you know, I can't. I mean, it's not true at all. So that's all I got.
And that's all. Yeah,
I mean, I could see Aaron Rodgers, like, playing it up, though. You know, like, going over the top, being like, man, what a day, huh, yeah. boys?
This really sucks. Let me go in the corner and sulk here for a little bit.
I suppose.
Meanwhile, on Monday, telling Woody, guy's got to go. He's a moron.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Oof. Oof. Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Monday night, the Jets home for the Bills. Sunday night, the Giants take on the Bengals. Kayvon Thibodeau, wrist surgery. He is week to week. He is out this weekend. I did see Malik Nabers was on the field doing some work. I don't know his status yet for Sunday night against Cincinnati, but at least there's progress there. You've got week six opening up tonight between the Niners and the Seahawks. That's in Seattle. And, your Rangers, a 6-0 win in Pittsburgh as the NHL season is off and running.
And speaking of that, by the way, the Islanders, of course, open their season.
With Utah tonight.
Right, at UBS, and they've got a... I wanted to bring this up. You know the patch on their jersey this year?
Yeah, what is it?
Solo Stove.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Solo Stove is going to be their partnership, and they're going to have giving away homemade pizza.
That's great.
From Borelli's tonight.
Nice.
Because so they got a lot of Boomer and Geo things in there. The Borelli's really love Solo Stove pizza, the Islanders. So get down there.
I was able to introduce the world to Solo Stove during the COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And fire, you also created.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, certain things around here make me feel good.
Yeah.
And one of those things is today is obviously October 10th, therefore 10-10. So 10-10 day, they celebrate over a 10-10 wins with a spread that I could not believe what I saw. And it looked like they were waiting for the Jets to come walking in. That's how much food is over there.
Well, they know it's like around here.
You guys should get over there. Now, the good news is that, I guess, since they dumped 880, that they got more money now to spend on things like this.
In the event of the apocalypse, we'll have live team coverage and expanded traffic and transit reports here on 1010 West.
Freed up a little money for some bagels and eggs.
It's more than that. They got French toast over there.
Get out of here.
They got wraps over there.
This is very unradio-like.
They have, you should see it over there. And Ben Meverack is just sitting there like, you know, the grand poobah.
Oh, he is.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, so what the good news is, that Al reminded me, is that we're 101.9 on the FM dial. That's 1019. That's 9 days from now.
Well, you could also, what about, well, that's true, we could use that, or when June 6th comes around, you know, 660, 66.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen, like... They have all sorts of days over there that they celebrate, right, Al?
Well, as the company, I believe we celebrate different ethnicity days, that sort of situation.
Yeah, but they always do it over there.
Yeah, it's all they have. The
oh, yeah, it's
area.
Always everything serious is always over at the Winds.
It's never here. It's never for us.
No. Yeah. That part of me, as much as I'll probably still go over there and grab something the way you're talking this up, but part of me doesn't like to go over there when it's their thing and grab it. I don't like that.
See, but I'm just saying there's not enough people over there. There's a couple nice people sitting right there in front. And
you get any small talk? Hey, about those Mets.
No, these very nice women. I'm not really sure who they are. But they're not eating anything. You know, like we come in there, we're like scavengers.
True. Like we send over, you know, Big Zoo and Ryan Hurley. You know, rolling in.
Send the big boys over there.
Start cleaning up.
In. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple sausage links. Get your day started.
I think in the next breakout, you got to go over there and you got to take a photo or do one of your video things.
I'll go over there for sure.
Yeah, because it is remarkable how much food there is.
They got bacon.
They got bacon.
They got sausage links.
They got sausage.
They got crepes.
I didn't see crepes. I saw French toast.
They got bacon, egg, and cheese.
I didn't see that, but I saw they have plenty of wraps.
They got an omelet station.
Eggs Benedict. They literally, I think they have at least, if I had to count, 75 wraps.
If I went over there,
during this break, and I said, food's gone. Would you be surprised?
I would be, because I think all the people from upstairs in the Bangladesh call center would be in there in a heartbeat. I'm surprised that they're not there yet. Maybe, oh, it's a little early. People don't get here until 10. Sorry.
And what is it? Today's a Thursday? Yeah, I think people still kind of show up on Thursdays. What type of wraps are we talking?
Looked like, I don't know. Jerry grabbed a wrap.
Is it like a breakfast wrap or is it a lunch wrap?
It looks like a lunch kind of wrap.
Okay. Interesting.
It may be like a chicken salad, tuna salad wrap, that kind of thing.
Tuna salad, $8.52.
Maybe they got food for people that are coming in later.
A tuna salad that's been sitting since 8.52.
They got a coffee bar in there. Name it. They got it all. They got orange juice. They got it all.
Adam in Bound Brook. What's going on, Adam? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great,
what's
Adam.
Happening, Adam?
Well, my son turned 3 years old a few weeks ago, and over the weekend he started showing interest in, these amazing Mets of ours. Sunday, he comes in, sits down right in front of the TV on the floor, starts asking, questions. I'm answering them. He's following along. Tuesday's game rolls around. We're watching the game, and he goes, I'm going to take these Phillies and put them in the trash.
I like that kid of yours.
Where's this coming from? Right. I don't like the Phillies, but I'm not talking like that in front of him. And so, I'm taking that and going into last night. And there we are after bath time. Again, his PJ's on. I said, come on, let's get on the bed. Let's watch it on my phone. And there was the grand slam. And oh, my gosh, core memory locked in for me and my son.
Yeah, I hope he remembers that, man, because that was a little that's awesome for you. At the very least, that's awesome for you. I hope he remembers it. My first sports memory, of course, and I referenced this earlier today, of course, was in 1988, not in 1986. So I was 6 years old and I lost to the Dodgers in 88. That was my first sports memory.
I will tell Adam, live the moment, live in the moment.
Live, damn it.
And the reason I say that is because in 1994, my three-year-old son and I were live there for every home Ranger playoff game, including, obviously, the game winner against the Canucks. And it was an amazing, amazing night. And I will never forget that. I asked Gunner. He goes, I don't remember.
Yeah. Three's a little young.
And he was three, so.
Three's young. I think, five, six, seven, you got a better chance, seven especially, but three is young. I have a three-year-old, and she doesn't know what's going on 75% of the time still. There's no clue what's happening around her, which is a good thing. She's having fun. She
very
smiles.
Naive. She's just naive.
She picks stuff up, plays with stuff, draws stuff, asks for things. But she's not locking in on the baseball game.
No, not yet.
Tell you that much.
We actually, it's interesting. Winnie will lock in on games a little bit. Casper's locking in a little bit, but he's only 2.5, and Winnie's 4. So we're getting there.
Yeah. Sabrina likes watching the game. When I'm into it, she likes to get into it. So that's why she's, and for whatever reason, so we were going to raise her a Mets fan and a Steelers fan. So Gina could have a half of it, but Sabrina doesn't want anything to do with the Steelers and is all about the Minnesota Vikings.
Nice. She likes the purple.
Yeah, and because Sayville's purple and gold as well.
She loves the purple.
So there it is.
There you go.
So she's in. All right, Boomer. And by the way, think about this. I got a team in the NLCS and a football team that's 5-0 right now.
Don't you feel good? Aren't you feeling good, kid?
I'll feel good until a piano drops on my head when I walk to my car a little bit later today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.